Okay, we are back. This morning we're going to talk about floor covering retailers, how the market has changed, and how that dictates changes to the retailer and changes they need to consider to be successful down the road. Chris Ramey is with us. He's a regular on this program. He's the president of the Home Trust. He's also president of Fluent Insights, and he is the voice of the luxury marketplace. And good morning, Chris. How are you this morning?
David, I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. And and I can see you looking out the window there in Miami over the ocean, and I'm jealous of that. Well,
I'm blessed to live in Florida.
Well, it's very nice, and I know a lot of people share that envy that I just mentioned. Anyway, the prerequisites for a floor covering retailer to be successful are really a lot different. They're more demanding now than they were, say, 10 years ago. Retailers have to be sharper. They have to be better informed. They absolutely need to be tech savvy, and they need to be more in tune with their customers. And we had talked in coverings, couple of months ago, you made a statement to that effect about what retailers had to be now to be successful and what they needed to be tuned into. And I felt that would be a really good topic of conversation. You said that retailers need to concentrate on their customers and not so much on their products. Expand on that.
Thank you for asking. Let's take carpet first. Most carpet is based on color. We think it's all the little technological stuff and the twists and the turns, but it's really a commodity. People are buying carpet to match something else. When you look at hard surface, hardwood, it's brown. There are innovations and people do this or do that, but it's brown. That's how the customer sees it. Going back to carpet, most carpet today is sold with the attributes telling them to buy hard surface, because the competition for carpet today is no longer carpet, it's hard surface, because we've been telling them for years it's about wear and stain. And a reasonable person would realize, well, if it's about wear and stain, why not buy stone or tile or hardwood? So we have for years been telling clients when they look for carpet to buy something else. And it's been effective. And that's demonstrated by the decline in carpet. I grew up as an adult in the carpet business. And Macy's, I went through the executive management training program, and it was all about carpet. Mm-hmm. It's not today. And it's not about product anymore. It's about the consumer. The buzz term is experience, and that's really the things the dealers should be focusing on. What is the experience? What are the emotions? What are the memories that the customer has while visiting our showroom? Because that'll determine whether or not they become our long-term client or not.
Looking back, now, there's a lot of very successful retailers 10, 15 years ago, and I guess carpet was looked at differently 10, 15 years ago than it is now. I guess the housing market was booming. Consumers were spending freely. I suspect that many retailers, for the most part, at that point, were more order takers than anything else.
Well, if you go back 15 or 20 years ago, many of them had inventory, and they were able to install and turn the sale very quickly. Today, of course, there's so many colors, and that's a whole other topic to discuss, is the paralysis by the number of products we show them. But it's a totally different game. But there's one thing that hasn't changed. Those who are the best marketers are going to be the most successful companies. Mm-hmm. And that transcends not just floor covering, but every business. You may remember Cott beverages. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, Cott was right alongside Coke. But Cott didn't market like Coke did. And, of course, Cott is irrelevant, a private label supplier today. Coke dominates the market. The marketers always win because they're consumer-focused. They're giving customers incentives, reasons to come into their showrooms.
Now, talk about the customer of today. Certainly much different than a customer of, say, 2005, 2006. How different are they?
Well, they're younger. The baby boomers, of course, are retiring. Historically, when people get older, they invest less money or buy fewer things. There's a wonderful book out, called The Next Economy. Mm-hmm. And it was released in 2001, and he was projecting a substantial recession in 2006 because he said all the baby boomers will pull out of the market. And there's a lot of truth to that. At the same time, let's go back a little bit further. And, you know, 2000, about the same time, people were saying, hey, 65 is the new 40. Well, today, those 65-year-olds are 75 and acting their age. So the value story and what we're teaching people, particularly with online, that it's about what you pay for things. What is the value? Well, so we kind of, as retailers, not just floor covering, we've dug a hole for ourselves. JCPenney, by the way, is a great example. They tried to write that, and of course it didn't work because customers, if not want to be lied to, they want to put things in context.
Now, you talk to a lot of retailers. You write about retailers all the time. A lot of retailers that were around 10 years ago are not around today. I suspect a lot of the ones that are around today are not going to be around 5-10 years down the road. This should be an incentive, I suspect, for retailers to take a look into the future. Are you finding that they're doing that?
You know, I think it seems to me the noisiness of their business gets in the way of their ability to visualize the road they're going down. And that's a substantial challenge for them because the market is changing so quickly. It's not just the shift for floor cover dealers from soft to hard. It's from older clients to younger customers. It's about the internet versus not the internet. Mm-hmm. So all of these challenges are extraordinarily difficult to digest. You know, at the Home Trust, we are in essence a, and this is not a plug, but we are what's known as a technology orchestrator or a network orchestrator. We bring high net worth individuals to our clients. And yet, when I talk to people about that, it's as if the internet highway has gone over their head and they're missing all that business. In many ways, Dave, we find ourselves so focused on the customers we have, we miss the 80% of the prospects that we never see. And that's what we need to be focusing on in our business, is that what happened to that 80%? Why aren't we grabbing that? Why are they going someplace else? What is it about our company they chose not to buy from us?
And I guess it seems to me, from the people that I talk to on this program, many feel that internet, the whole aspect of doing business online and attracting customers online, educating them online, has missed, just as you said, missed a large swath of this industry.
That's because we're not customer focused. Look at most people's websites in floor coverings. You go to it, it says carpet, and then it gives a definition of what carpet is. Come on. Customers know what it is. Don't insult their intelligence. sell your DNA, sell who you are, why you're different, why you're unique and superior to your competition, why you're involved in your community, the things that you're doing for them, how you're different. You don't want to say what Home Depot does, but talk about what you do in your business, in your community. People do like to buy local. They do like to have reasons to buy. They require reasons to buy things. Give them to them.
Well, and I guess what? Offering what customers want to buy. I suppose that's a major part of this, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. And well, by the way, we're seeing that a little bit now. I mean, you're seeing floor covering stores picking up other categories. But it's not enough just to have a Hunter Douglas display. It's not enough just to have one kitchen countertop resource. It's not enough just to have one kitchen cabinetry. You need to really be a resource for your prospects. Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk to a lot of retailers, and I ask them about getting into basically non-flooring products. And over again, I've heard something to the effect that, well, you know, we know floors. We're experts at floors. We're not experts at these other things. And they have some trepidation about approaching these other things. I don't know how typical that is, but it's typical for a lot of the people that I talk to. That's not a good attitude, is it?
Well, it's exactly the reason we're talking today. And that is they're product-focused instead of customer-focused. Let's change the way you see your world. Become the expert at your prospect. Define who your prospect is. Become the expert for them and then serve them. So instead of being an agent for your carpet and hard surface suppliers, it's that type way of looking at the world. Because you stick with floor coverings, your business is going to go through substantial changes. Because your customer wants more than that.
You know, I get
so the question is, who do you serve? Your suppliers or your customers?
Yes. I get the idea for many retailers that they seem to be so covered up with just managing their business. We've got X number of projects going. We need to worry about this, that, and the other thing. That they don't really do any really long-term planning, it would seem to me. Do you find that to be the case?
Yes, my experience is the same. It's what are we doing? What are we doing next week? Instead of what are we doing in 6 months? That's going to be the platform for next year.
And that's,
yeah, that's unfortunate.
That would seem to be absolutely necessary. I don't care what kind of business you're in, to talk about, okay, what is the market going to be like 5-10 years down the road, and where are we going to be if that's the case?
Absolutely, Dave. You're spot on. And by the way, there's others in the business telling dealers that. It's just hard for them to get there.
So if a retailer decides, okay, I see less carpet being sold, I see competition that is first class, what do I do to be one of these retailers that's left in 10 or 15 years? What sort of process do you see some of these retailers going through to answer those questions?
The first process is dissecting every touch point in your business. The second is defining who your client is and determining what they will buy and what they're looking to buy. Where you live in Dalton or Chattanooga?
I live in Calhoun, Georgia.
Calhoun. Where would you go to Calhoun for a safe?
I don't have a clue.
Where would you go by to buy a mattress? Where would you go to buy a myriad of products where the margins are better and you'll sell them more often?
So these are some of the things that retailers should consider adding to their mix because their customers are looking for those types of products.
Absolutely. You're going to have fewer customers in the future. The key is selling them more products, not constantly looking for new.
This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part series. It features Chris Ramey, the president of Affluent Insights and also the Home Trust, will air the second part of this series this coming Tuesday. This is Floor Radio.